Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Green Hell, a Jack Taylor novel, by Ken Bruin. Read by John Lee. Part 1. Forgiveness might be feeding the hand that bites you. The day began badly. For Jack, this was like breathing. Natural. It was never a plan to write about Jack Taylor. I'd come to Dublin as part of a Rhodes scholarship to conclude a treatise on Beckett, to end up living in Galway, drinking as if I meant it. How'd that happen? As Jack would say, fuck knows. This is not a Boswell to Dr. Johnson, or even a Watson to Holmes gig, but rather a haphazard series of events leading me to abandon Beckett in pursuit of the Taylor enigma. Little did I know it would be an ironic reflection of one of Jack's favorite novels. The Wrong Case. As Jim Crumley had once said of a book, this is not a crime novel. It's a story with some crimes in it. Quite. I met Jack Taylor at a time of odd disturbance. James Gandolfini. Corey Monteith, Alan Wicker, had all recently died. Jack mourned all three. He had heard of only the first. The second was the star of Glee, and the third had presented a show called Wicker's World. Jack said those last two represented A, the youth he never had, and B, how old he was not to recall Wicker. Both ends of his booze-soaked candle. James G., of course, was in The Sopranos. Demonstrating, Jack said, how depression and brutality are uneven dance.